You have to disappear sometimes so people don't take you for granted. If they know everything about you, it's human nature that you become too familiar and they're not interested in you anymore at a certain point. So you have to create mystery. Some people are good seducers. Mm-hmm. And it could be not just for sex, it could be socially or politically. They're very calm. They know how to tell a good story. They have charisma, they have energy, their face lights up, they know how to say the right things, they attract you, okay? But there are people who do the opposite. Yeah. They say the wrong things, they do the wrong things, they dress the wrong way, they take you to the wrong places, they repel you. Mm-hmm. They are anti-seductive. Mm. Nobody wants to be around them. Right? And so what are the qualities that make a person anti-seductive? So one of them are people who talk too much, who are always bragging, who always have a story to tell. In the realm of seduction, women often complain of men who explain. They explain everything. They explain exactly what you're doing, what you mean, right? They call it mansplaining, okay? So people who tell you everything, who are doing 95% of the talking, and they don't think they are, they're extremely anti-seductive. Mm-hmm. People who moralize, who tell you you're wrong, this is what you need to do, this is what's good, this is what's bad, that's anti-seductive, right? They preach to you. People who are always bragging about themselves, like they're so great, that's a very anti-seductive quality. Mm-hmm. I think being vulgar is an anti-seductive quality because it's like you have no self-control. You don't look at yourself and realize what you're saying or how you're dressing or how you're looking is actually kind of off-putting, mm-hmm. right? So a seductive person is self-aware. They're self-aware of their body language, you know, the clothes that they wear, of how they talk. The anti-seductive person has no self-awareness. They enter life, they don't look in a mirror, they don't think about what they're saying, they just think they're being natural and they offend a lot of people.
Yeah, I've definitely met all those types and been all of those types at varying points as well.
No, you haven't.
I try not to.
I don't believe that.
Well, I think, you know, I think as you get older, like a little bit, you start to realize, oh, you know, that story isn't so necessary to share so broadly. Like being so loud isn't so necessary all the time.
Right.
You know, just the other day we were talking about how even being too familiar can be in some ways anti-seductive.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you go back, you talked about before, which is this little bit of, there's almost like some sort of removal, a slight, what would you call that?
A little bit of air of mystery.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a celebrity, I won't mention names, who was saying, Robert, you talk in seduction about mystery, but in the era of social media, you have to be out there all of the time, right? Mm. You talk in the 48 Laws of Power of creating distance and absence, using absence to create respect and honor, which is one of the laws. How do you do that in the era of social media? You always have to be out there. You have to be familiar. And I say, if you do too much of that, I'm not going to use her name, people will become so familiar with you that you're going to lose that aura of being a celebrity. They're going to take you for granted. Mm. And you might shine for a year with being out there and having all of your posts and doing all these things. But after a year, they'll find somebody new who they haven't seen before. And you're not so new anymore. And they'll find them and they'll leave you and it'll be very painful for you. You have to keep people on their heels. They can't know everything about you. And what I said is, disappear for a couple weeks. Make people talk about you. Make people wonder, why is she not posting as much? Why are we not seeing what she's wearing in the morning and having for breakfast and all these other things? I said, Beyonce did that. She disappeared for like a couple of years. And then she comes out with like a country western album that nobody expected. Michael Jackson did that. He would disappear between albums for 3 or 4 years. And it just made people go crazy and talk about him and wonder who he was. That was before the era of social media, I grant. But you have to disappear sometimes so people don't take you for granted. If they know everything about you, it's human nature that you become too familiar and they're not interested in you anymore at a certain point. So you have to create mystery.
Mm, man. Do you think you have to do that in interpersonal relationships too?
Yes.
How does one create mystery, let's say, in a relationship?
Well, it's that you think of doing something that's going to surprise the other person. Mm. Now, nobody knows you completely. Your husband doesn't know every single thing about you, Cody. He didn't know you before you got married. He didn't know all your previous boyfriends and everything, and some of the naughty things that you've done
saint,
in your life.
Robert, no, huh? No former boyfriends, perfect saint.
Oh,
over
right,
here.
Right. Like, I believe that. So he doesn't know these things. He doesn't know you completely. So if you give him a sense of, I'm sorry, what's his name?
Chris,
I meant Africa. Chris, you show him something that he didn't know about before. Mm. Goes, wow, I didn't know Cody. I was taking her for granted. I wasn't, you know, I think I knew everything about her. She showed me something that surprised me. Maybe the surprise isn't something good, but at least it like keeps him on his heels. It makes him think about you. Mm. Because in a relationship, people will take you for granted after a couple of months, yep. Right? They were so interested in you in the beginning, and now it's kind of dwindling. They take you for granted because they think they know everything about you. If you surprise them, if you say something different, if you take them to a place where they never thought that you would take them to, mm-hmm. If you dress a certain way that seems a little bit out of character, not completely out of character, they go, wow. You need to do that in a relationship constantly. Otherwise, it's just going to fizzle. All the energy is going to go out of it.